Chapter 7. Transformation is within your reach. Promotion attained in the heat of the night. So what now? What moves will you make? What steps will you take? What's stopping you? What has you paralyzed? Release the burden and grab a hold of what God has for you. I've been working in the field as a therapist, coach, social worker, and consultant for over 15 years, and I've seen it time and time again. Oftentimes, pain is the catalyst for change, but most people revert back to old habits as soon as their situation stabilizes. When circumstances are wonderful, individuals are rarely motivated to push forward to the next level. Complacency, also known as contentment, sets in. Soon you will notice self-righteousness sets in because that is when most people feel they have arrived. When someone feels they have arrived, they are less likely to strive toward a higher calling. The truth is, most people want more, but most people are unwilling to do what it takes. To be a better person and to do better usually requires more work and sacrifice. And most people don't want to work harder or sacrifice anything. Also, going to the next level requires that you elevate your thinking and become more aware of your vulnerabilities. And not to my surprise, most people really don't want to know their faults. Most people don't really want to acknowledge their weaknesses. Most don't want to acknowledge and come face to face with their own demons. When we are truly ready to come face to face with our vulnerabilities, God will show us what needs to be done to go to the next level. Although He is ultimately the one doing the work, He will show us our part that we need to play. God's plan is well orchestrated. The script He has written has a perfect ending. All we have to do is play our part. While there are some parts in the script that may appear to be overwhelming to the human eye, we must remember to trust God and move based on the power of His word. The benefits of doing so are beyond compare. We have to remember to look at our situations with our spiritual eyes. We have to look at our pain differently. So often we view pain as this evil force. Instead of looking at the glass half empty, let us try looking at it as half full. Instead of looking at pain as something negative, let us view it as a positive force designed to catapult us to the next level. Having said that, I have designed a new acronym for the word pain. Promotion attained in the heat of night. Pain will promote us to the next level if we allow it. This book is about allowing God to elevate and advance us to the next level. This can only be obtained when the fire is turned up in our lives and we are forced to trust God. I know most people don't like heat, and it's hard to see at night, but nothing good comes easy. Do you think it was easy for his son to give his life? No, of course not. But along with all of this came promotion. Now, there is no other name by which we can be saved. Now, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord. Talk about promotion. It doesn't get any better than that. During transformation, we will often find ourselves feeling lonely and isolated. During this time, it is most important to remember that God is with us. His word is true. He says in Hebrews 13:5, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." We must not get wrapped up in emotions that cause us to doubt God. We must remember that His word will not return unto Him void. It will accomplish and fulfill what it has set out to do. So if God said it, we can believe it. He is always with us. The enemy would love for us to get caught up in doubt. But if we resist the enemy and cast down any ungodly thoughts that enter our minds, the word says we can be victorious. Satan loves to distract us from what is really important. Transformation is also a time of revelation. God will reveal some things to us that are bound to take us to the next level in our lives. Anytime God reveals something, it's major. Most times, revelation only comes through isolation, which is part of the process of transformation. I absolutely love it when God chooses to reveal something to me. For one, it is a wonderful thing to know that God values our relationship enough that He wants to have a conversation with me. And two, no matter what He says, I know it is only meant to lead and guide me into truth. When something is revealed, the cover is taken off. There is a new level of insight into a matter. It is almost as if I have been introduced to something new and phenomenal for the first time. No matter how many times I have heard something before, this time I hear it differently. This time it impacts my life differently. It may be a revelation about my character. It may be about my situation. Or it may be about Him. It may also be about a combination of the three. Either way, I keep in mind that although I don't deserve it, He thought enough of me to uncover some of His mysteries. Now, don't get me wrong. Everything revealed to me may not always appear pleasant, but it is always for my good. There is nothing like getting a revelation from God. There is nothing like the King coming to me, a simple servant, wanting to talk to me. It is humbling. It is an honor. This is all part of the transformation process. Our destiny is wrapped up in our ability to allow God to transform us into the men and women He wants us to be. We cannot be afraid to step into our destiny. We cannot be afraid of what comes along with going to the next level. We cannot allow fear and pain to paralyze us. We must allow pain to work within us and help catapult us to where God wants us to be.